was not a reliable solution. It was private owners or generators. That was sometimes there was difficulties of supplying some of the households with electricity. It was not a reliable solution. It was extremely expensive, and in many cases, the refugees dropped the electricity. In other areas in Lebanon that was not exactly nearby the urban areas, especially in the mountains and Bekaa Valley, there was a problem when it comes talking about the refugees dropped the electricity. In other areas in Lebanon that was not exactly nearby the urban areas, especially in the mountains and Bekaa Valley, there was a problem when it comes talking about energy, because diesel is a commodity that could also be used for heating. And there's also questions: should we use the generator, or should be like this? Distributing some of the very limited available diesel for heating. And above that, that was a problem not only in the methods of generation, but the status of the. The networks themselves. There were a lot of losses, and in many cases, I would not say many, but in several cases, there were incidences of fire. Because of electrical faults. That's because of unconventional, very chaotic structure of the networks. On the top of that, non-conventional end-user apparatuses. The entire system from the generation to the grid to the end-user apparatus, they were in a very unsustainable and, in many cases, life-threatening. Situation.
And I suppose you can leave it on because I'll come right back to you. But the apart from the
situation.
And I suppose you can leave it on because I'll come right back to you. But the apart from the danger, the unsustainability of the network, and so on, there are also unintended consequences of danger, the